The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The sun is shining for another day and temperatures are set to rise yet again, almost 30 degrees. It's perfect time to head to the beach, not to be stuck inside in an office in work. But what is the right approach for employers to take? And there's even been calls for an EU occupational heat exposure directive so that the poor precious people would not be subject to it. Well, to make sense of this, Peter Cosgrave, all-knowing in terms of HR work situations, managing director with FutureWise, joins us. Peter, is it reasonable for people to start slacking just because it's hot?
I think they can slack even when it's not hot, Ivan. I'm not sure that's really the reason. I think that there is some things here. I probably wouldn't agree with a lot of the article, but the point is, if you've got young kids who've got issues with heat and they're not able to regulate themselves, if you've got people working outside with no shelter, there probably needs to be some support on rare days like today. Like, it's a very rare thing, but the reality is regulation for this, for something that might happen 4 or 5 days a year, seems overblown for me. So I think it's a very different situation in an office. Lots of offices are actually cooler than your home. So I'm not sure how much that's a challenge for employees.
So what's your advice to employers in the first instance who find people maybe pulling a sickie? They got another sore throat?
That's like, I mean, sure, there's no different experience to any other time someone pulls a sickie. But the reality is, at this stage, employers are well used to flexible working policies. And if you work those well, remote workers, flexible working, it's not an issue at all. The reality is, you ask somebody to do a job, you base them on their productivity, not whether you can see them or not. Employers need to realize people can sit right in front of them in the office and do no work. Or they can work at home and also do no work. So the reality is, it's on you to measure the performance as opposed to worrying about whether they're working or not. Most employees are actually hardworking. And on days like today, what they will probably do is work hard in the morning, take a few hours in the afternoon and work again later in the evening or over the weekend. So most people do their day, but what they love is the flexibility of not having to work exactly the 9 to 6 day if that's not something they have to do.
And are there any, because I saw one trade union earlier in the year was looking for 3 days climate leave. What are the regulations anywhere in the world, either too cold or too hot? Because I have a text here. Yeah. In Dubai, they stop work at 50 degrees or centigrade or 122 degrees Fahrenheit. Complete madness to suggest stopping work at almost half that. But are there any absolute limits anywhere?
No, I mean, there are limits in places like Dubai, but 50 degrees is crazy, as you can imagine. 28 degrees is nowhere near that. In places like Spain and Germany, they would have policies when things hit 30 degrees and actually they would have to have some kind of risk management, risk assessments to see if an office is too hot. Most organizations, they'd probably much more be about the small organizations who wouldn't have air conditioning. In Ireland, we just have a Safety, Health and Welfare Act, which is all about it doesn't give enforcement power. It doesn't tell employers they have to do something, but it just requires workplaces to be reasonable for human occupancy. But the reality is, most employers know this. I mean, why would you want an employee to work in an office today if it's 32 degrees inside and they can hardly breathe? So employers realize they need to actually give the best conditions for their employees to make sure they do the best work.
Okay. And just on the working from home thing, like Dennis O'Brien said, the whole thing was ridiculous. And like, I find in private, employers have very strong views about this. They feel that it's been abused, quite frankly. And then we have all the commuting, genuine problems. It'll take me, 2.5 hours to get home on the train this evening. And I get that. And people, it's a long old day, parenting and all that kind of thing. But, a lot of employers really are not convinced that the work ethic is the same, the camaraderie, the kind of team building and so on. Where are we in terms of custom and practice now? Are most people not in the office on a Friday or Monday or what?
Yeah, in most companies they're kind of doing 3 days, but a lot of them are moving to 4 days. Friday is probably never going to come back. We're never going to get people back in the office on a Friday. Employers have some concerns that are justified. The reality is, you don't build relationships on email. You don't build relationships and kind of bump into people from different departments if you're never in the office. Employees need to realize that, with AI coming and technology coming for a lot of kind of the process type jobs, our key skill is going to be a people skill, going to be influencing, persuading, esprit de corps, making people laugh, all the things brains were really good at. Those things do not get any benefit when you're sitting at home in an office or a desk on your own, not speaking to people. So I think people need to realize those skills, employees should want to come into the office to build those skills, to build networking, to understand politics and organizations. But it doesn't mean they should come in all the time. And they don't all have to come in at 9 a.m. You can come in at 11 and work for 4 or 5 hours, have a few meetings, meet people. But the reality is employers don't need to worry about employees working if they have very good performance management and they know what they need to do and if they get it done. And if that case, if they don't, then they've got a trust issue. And that's probably a much bigger issue from a cultural point of view.
Okay, telling it as it is, Peter Cosgrove, Managing Director of FutureWise. Thank you for that.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.